Hello. Oh, hi, Kamlesh. How's it going in India? Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, hey, good to hear you. Yeah, everything's going great here. Oh no, Kamlesh. I just got to some big boulders here. Hey, I don't know how to get over these big boulders. What do you think I should jump over? You think I should jump over these? They're huge. That would be a tall order. Boy, that would be a tall order, Kamlesh. I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna try to figure out how to get around these big boulders here, and then I'll give you a call back, okay? All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, hey guys. Didn't see you there. Just got a call from my buddy Kamlesh in India, and everything was going great, but then I came to these big boulders in the path here. You know what a boulder is? A boulder is a big rock. Okay, so we use the word, you could call it a big rock, right? But big rocks like this, like huge. I mean, that's a big rock, right? It's not just a normal rock. Okay, so we would call that boulders. You can see all these boulders around here. I wonder how they got here. Do you think they put them here when they designed this park? Or are they just here naturally? I don't think they're here naturally. I think they put them here. Okay, so these are big boulders, and Kamlesh suggested that I jump over the boulders. Maybe he didn't see how big they are, and he can't see because it was just a call. It wasn't a video call. I should have shown him on a video call how big these boulders are, right? How can I just jump over that? That would be a tall order. Okay, do you know what tall order means? If something is a tall order, that means it's very difficult. It's a very difficult request. He asked me to do that, and I said that's a tall order. Okay, so I mean, what do you think? Do you think you could jump over that? That would be difficult, right? That would be very challenging. Okay, so that's what it means to for if something is a tall order. Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about this. I can just walk around the boulders. I thought I had to jump over the boulders. All right. So, I made a list of sentences, okay, with the word tall order, just to give you examples. You know, sometimes it's nice to see kind of sample sentences, right? Examples. So, I'm just gonna wait for my iPhone to load up here. It always takes so long for my iPhones to turn on, right? Still going. All right, so let's think of an example. Oh, I thought of a good example. Okay, if something's a tall order, right? It's hard, right? It's hard to do. So here's an example. Asking me to be nice in the morning before I've had my coffee is a tall order. Okay, asking me to be nice, not me actually, I don't drink coffee in the morning, but for a lot of people, you know, they are addicted to their coffee in the morning, right? So they say, don't even talk to me. Look, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee in the morning. They're like grumpy, right? They're angry. When they wake up, they're angry and they need coffee to help them be nice. Okay, so let me know down in the comments, is that you? Do you need your cup of coffee in the morning before you even talk to anybody? Sometimes people are like that. People are like that, you know. And you see jokes online about that too, where people need their coffee. They're so dependent on it, right? So that's a good example, right? Asking me to be nice, that's a tall order. That's very challenging, right? Because I need the caffeine. I need my coffee to be nice. Let's see if my iPhone is loaded up. Okay, just got to enter my password here. We're back in business. Okay, let me look up these examples here. Okay, so finishing a master's degree in 1 year would be a tall order. You know, if you're studying a master's degree or you want to, you know, take any kind of degree, finishing a degree in 1 year, that would be a tall order. Wow, that would be very challenging, right? Doubling our sales in 5 years might seem like a tall order, but if we work hard, we can achieve it. right? So if you're a CEO or you're the manager of a company, you could say, look, guys, our vision is to double our sales in 5 years. I know that sounds like a tall order, but we can do it. We can do that. Hey, I could even say that for Mad English TV. I could say, getting 1 million subscribers, boy, that would be a tall order. That is a tall order, right? I don't even have 500,000 yet. So getting 1 million, that would be a tall order, but it's possible. We can do it. With your help, we can do it. Thank you guys so much for your help and all your support. You know, sometimes people let me know in the comments or through emails, they say, hey Mark, I told all my family about your channel and all my family subscribed. So wow, thank you guys so much. If I've almost have 500,000 subscribers now. If everybody told one person, that means I would almost have 1 million overnight. Wow, that would be amazing. So if you know anybody who's interested in learning English or just wants to hang out with me here in Canada, then let them know about Mad English TV. And we can do this. It's a tall order, but we can do it together. So thank you guys so much. What was the other example? I just turned off my phone here. Trying to quit smoking is a tall order. Okay, trying to quit smoking. I mean, I've never been a smoker, right? So, but I know people who have been smokers and they say, you know, trying to quit is really, really challenging. It's so hard, you know, because you're so addicted to it, right? So, you know, any kind of addiction is hard to kick. Right, if you kick an addiction, that means you break it, right? You stop that. If you kick the habit, if you kick a habit, that means you let it go from your life. You know, people have all kinds of habits. Some, I don't know. Let me know, what are your habits? What are your bad habits? Let me know some of your good habits and some of your bad habits down in the comments. Hey, that's kind of interesting. I'd be interested to know. So I talk to my subscribers all the time down in the comments, you know, but I don't know what your habits are. Let me know, what are your good habits? What are your bad habits? Let me think. For me, a good habit that I do is I go to the gym every day. So almost every day this summer, maybe 5 times a week, 6 times a week, I go to the gym. So that's been a great habit. Still a little bit fat, but I built a good routine, you know, I go every day. So that's a great habit. A bad habit? I eat too late. That's a really bad habit I have. It's so bad. Sometimes I eat like after midnight. You know, it's good to eat maybe around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, right? As your last meal, and then go to bed around like maybe 10 or 11. But very often, if I'm editing a video or I'm replying to comments or something like that, you know, very often I stay up past midnight, and then sometimes I'm a little bit hungry and I eat something before going to bed. So that's probably why I'm a little bit fat, because I eat too late, right? So that's a bad habit, eating too late. So both of those are kind of like two sides of the same coin, right? I'm going to the gym, so that's a good habit, but I'm also eating too late, which is a bad habit. So anyway, let me know, you guys, what are your good and bad habits down in the comments. Let's see if I have another example. One more here. Oh, you could say, so with a tall order, right? The word order, you know what that means, right? If you go to like a restaurant and you order something, right? So you could say, imagine if you go to a restaurant and I'm working there, right? And you tell me, I want 20 hamburgers. Okay, give me 20 hamburgers. I could tell you, whoa, sir, that order is a tall order. You know, that order is a very tall order. So that means, right, that your order, you ordered 20 hamburgers, right? That's your order. That's a tall order to fulfill. That's a tall order to fulfill. So very often when we use this word, a tall order, It's after someone makes a request. Not all the time, but sometimes, right? If someone makes a request, like Kamlesh suggested that I jump over those boulders. And I told him, ooh, that's a tall order, right? Boy, that idea, that suggestion, that request, that's a tall order. Okay, so I could say, ordering 20 hamburgers, sir, that's a tall order to fulfill. I'll have to tell all my workers to get cracking. Hey, Guys, get cracking. Come, let's just order 20 hamburgers. He needs them ASAP. ASAP means as soon as possible. And get cracking means work fast, right? Start working hard, guys. Get cracking. Make these 20 hamburgers for our friend Kamlesh in India. Do you eat hamburgers? No, it's just an example. So anyway, yeah, that's just some examples of a tall order, guys. It's a great word. Can you see me? It's kind of dark. A nice street light there. Maybe I should face the street light. You can see my beautiful face. Yeah, so that's a great word you can use in a lot of different situations, right? If you're talking about business, right? Doubling the sales of a company or increasing your profits or anything like that. This is just a tall order, right? We face challenges in life all the time, whether in sports or business or home life or anything. And it's good to use these kind of idioms, right? Just, you know, there's always an easy way to say something in English and there's a more advanced way to say it. And here on my channel at Mad English TV, you can expect to learn so many ways to say advanced things, right? You can take your English to the next level. So it's much better, you know, to use something like this, tall order, than just to say it's very difficult, right? Because that's a very low level kind of English. If you always say that, well, it would be difficult to complete a master's degree in 1 year. It would be difficult to, you know, run a marathon in 2 hours, right? So these kind of, you know, it's better to use it as a tall order. Boy, that would be a tall order. It's another way to say it, right? In English, it's good to learn a few different ways to say the same thing. That way, your English is a little bit more exciting, right? It's a little bit, it's kind of new. It's not always the same thing all the time, right? So it's good to learn, for everything in English, it's good to learn maybe two or three or four or five different ways to say the same thing, right? Just look up, you know, synonyms for words. You know what a synonym is. So like, take a word like good, go to a website, which is called a thesaurus. Okay, go to a website, which is thesaurus.com. That's what I use. I just go to thesaurus.com, type in a word, any word, like difficult, see what comes up, you know, see what other ways are there to say difficult. You know, they'll probably give some other suggestions and think about, that would be a good idea. Maybe I'll try this word or I'll try that word. You know, that way you expand your English a little bit, right? Gets a little bit better. That's just a good way to get more fluent in English. Hey, take a look at that beautiful sunset. Man, isn't that nice? Well, guys, welcome to beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Thank you again so much for joining me in this video. Hope you learned something new. Smash like if you learned something new. And I hope you guys are having a great day wherever you are in India or anywhere around the world. Wherever you live, let me know, where do you live? Down in the comments. Thank you guys so much. I love you as always. And I'll sign off for now. I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.